This goes to Dr. Clements, C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S, at Greenville Family Medicine. The fax number is 616-754-4685, regarding Ermal, E-R-M, like Mary, A-L, Wonder Gem, W-O-N, like November, D-E-R-G-E-M, like Mary. Date of birth 10-9 of 1952. Dear Dr. Clements, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mrs. Wondergem with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, history of congestive heart failure, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 20th of this year. She is here today with her husband, and she's gained about 11 pounds over the last 6 months. She's unable to exercise due to severe knee pain and back pain also. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear. No cloudiness or blood. And stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low dose of lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Flexeril has been changed to Xanaflex, Z-A-N-A-F-L-E-X, 2 milligram twice a day as needed for back pain. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 241 pounds, pulse 86, blood pressure left forearm, 122 over 62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and 1+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies, were done 11-1-2024. Creatinine 2.27. Estimated GFR is 22, and this is a stable level. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.5. Albumin 3.9. Calcium is 9.7. Hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count, normal platelet levels. And intact parathyroid hormone 65.3. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. I've asked her to continue to get labs done monthly. 2, hypertension, very well controlled on current medications. 3, history of congestive heart failure without exacerbation. She will continue to limit salt intake and also to limit fluid intake to 56 ounces per 24 hours. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.